Okay. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Sean.
And you're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast.
What's a love language? Have you not read the book of love language?
No, but not everybody knows what a love language is.
Oh, I should have.
There's like touch and
Yeah, I mean, it's words of affirmation. It's touch. Gifts. It's gifts. It's like almost like a servitude, like doing nice things for a person. He's going to find them. But they're there. Just like there are the love languages of your kink.
Right.
You know what I mean? That is a whole thing, too. And so it's important to know that about your partner. But you don't know that about your partner if you don't know that about yourself.
Exactly.
So when I met Sean, I met him in the time frame of, I'm never going to love Shayna any less than this ever again. So if you can't love Shayna as much as Shayna loves Shayna, I don't need you to love me. Because I'm going to do what I need.
Oh, wow.
Right? So
I love it.
The five love languages: gifts, tokens of affirmations, quality time together, physical touch, words of affirmations, and acts of service. Right? And so that is just
acts
your...
Acts of service, what does that mean?
Well, like maybe doing the dishes or like whatever whatever sets off your OCD tick, they do those things so it doesn't happen.
Maybe not all the time.
Well, but or they try most of the time. And I believe that Sean felt very much that same way about himself, because at that moment you change some of your behaviors, you change some of your traits, you change some of the things that maybe you always did. You morph into actually what you want. Mm-hmm. And then you begin to attract those things.
Exactly.
You begin to attract those people. Yes. You begin to attract all of that stuff to
And
you
find the person who ignites you.
Right.
Yeah.
Lights
but
the fire.
You come at it a whole different way.
Right.
Because you're this different person now your conversation changes. Yep. Now when you're on a date, it's not just ha ha ha, nice bullshit.
Right.
It's like, it's deep. All right, let's get down to brass tacks here.
Right.
Yeah. What is this? This and this
what
and this.
What turns
because
you on?
I don't have time for this shit. No, I'm on a mission now.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
No, man, because you want to live your best life from this moment forward.
Right.
Yes.
And that
with that person.
And I tell everybody, that starts with sex.
Yes.
It does. Kinda.
If you are not having a good sexual relationship in your life, then you are not whole, because we are such sexual beings. And that goes from the extent of not wanting sex to wanting sex all the time.
To being this one.
Or to being...
Who wants it morning, noon, and night?
Because
the hormones are so
high. Right. To being the one who wants to be controlled a little bit more.
Exactly. Because the daytime, I'm the controller.
Right. It's amazing. So that's what you have to do. So now, I mean, it's like... Here we are. If you're not making these choices in your life, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Exactly.
Which is the situation Allie's in.
Right. Exactly.
Allie is in the situation of loving herself more and more and more, which I would say I've known you, 2 years now, a little bit longer? And in that time...
It's a new friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I love it. It's beautiful.
I hope she loves
you, but I love you. Because
I'm just pushing her the time.
No, and Sean pushes me too.
He does.
And then he makes me realize, like, oh, because I was a little abrasive.
Well,
like, chill out.
This is the number one thing, though, right? This is how you learn to love yourself, is when you even will admit the things about yourself.
Right.
Like, I'm very forward. I'm very blunt. Sometimes
I
say things that are shocking to people.
Right.
You have to be brave enough to admit, I have a fucking fault.
Right. Yeah. I can be the biggest asshole on the planet.
Right.
But I will own it, and in that moment be like,
But how do we make it better?
Well, you don't make it better.
You own it.
You own it, and you love who you are. And in that, it gets better.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
then things just naturally change and morph by themselves.
That's manifestation destiny.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But you start there,
Staying positive. Positive things. Like, we had the conversation when we walked in the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
About
you
Sean,
speak the positive first, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday on the podcast, you went off on this whole microphone thing.
And we were headphones.
Headphones.
Not microphones. Let's be clear about this.
Yeah, clearly they were not
microphones. Anyways, but how are you, what are you manifesting for yourself, Allie, in this day? Because let's learn about a little bit about you now. You are a single mom.
I'm a single mom. My daughter's almost, she's going to be 16 in like, the sixth.
Yeah. Wow. Days. Oh, in days.
Soon. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, she, gets she her doesn't get her license.
No, but she doesn't get her driver's license until March.
That's okay. It's coming.
It's when I'm like, a couple months. I remember when it was like 9 months away.
Yeah.
And feeling like that was forever. And now it's like, what, 5 weeks away? Yep. 6 weeks away?
From she's going to be driving. March. She's going to want your
car. Yeah, in the middle of March.
Because it's February 1st.
Yeah. It is February 1st.
And that girl's going places. Like, she's got cat sitting. She's got a job. Cats.
She's smart.
Yeah. She works at Wingcrest. She's got cat sitting jobs.
Yeah.
She goes to high school. Like,
she's getting good grades.
That's awesome.
That's a job.
It's a job.
Well, it is. People make good money doing that.
They don't need to be sad.
You know, there's people that do plant sitting. They do house sitting and they watch the plants. Oh, no.
Okay, so this cat takes Metamucil. This cat has a thyroid issue.
Did you just say this cat takes Metamucil?
1/8 of a teaspoon.
Oh, my, why?
Has this cat also has a hairball remedy? A hairball remedy?
It's a real thing.
Yep. What? And
I don't have a cat.
No. Remedy.
And it gets wet food and dry food.
Oh, my God.
The dry food containers are set onto a timer.
I love it.
Metamucil and wet food.
I love that.
No,
but
there are people out there, Shayna.
And she's making money out there.
We are not here to talk about your daughter.
Or
cat
sitting.
We're here to talk about
your sex life.
So
let's talk about that. You're in a relationship.
Baby. No, I'm not.
Well, you were.
I was.
In a relationship, kind of a long-term one.
Yeah.
For a while. And you haven't had sex in a while.
Well, we were talking about being life partners.
And what does that mean? What does a life partner mean?
He went outside.
It's okay.
Well, I guess it meant that, like, we weren't going to get married, but we were going to wipe each other's asses.
If you got old.
When together. As we grew old together.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is that what you want?
Please say no.
Well, I need more than that.
Right.
Yes, please.
Because how long has it been since you got you need the D?
Come on, no, yeah. Him and I have not had sex in 3 years.
Penetrate me.
That's crazy.
No wonder he hasn't used his
hair. You can start with this.
Stop. Shannon just seeing a butt plug around on her finger.
Sorry.
Training. Butt plug we found in my mother's room, by the way.
Scandalous.
At least it wasn't that one.
Have you called mom and asked if she forgot it?
No.
That one has a vibrator to it as well.
Anyways.
It's been sanitized.
Is it a remote vibrator?
Right,
like the other person
can control it? All you have to do is push the button. I mean,
well,
come
no,
on
but
now.
Those are kind of intriguing.
Yeah, because then the other person's controlling the situation.
So that's the thing, like, is you wear the panties, so wear some vibrating panties.
There's an app
give
for
him
that.
The remote.
Oh, yeah.
When you go on a date and it
but
just...
But you guys haven't done nothing.
Well...
Do you have any intimate moments? For a while?
Hold hands.
But that's about it?
Or, like, kiss on the cheek.
Okay. But you don't want that.
You need more.
I need more.
You want more. You want to be ravished.
You deserve more.
You want to be kissed
you
all
do.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to have sex.
So,
what did you say to me?
I don't
You've
know.
Been in jail?
Oh, no, they call it Hawk. Like, I need to get out of Hawk.
That's what you say.
That's what one of my jailbird friends said the other day.
Like, you gotta
they
get
were like, you gotta get yourself out of Hawk, Allie. And I was like, I like that
What's
term.
Hawk, have you ever taken anything
pawn
to
shop.
The pawn shop?
Hawk.
Yep.
Got you.
Yeah.
I'm with you now.
And you hawk it. It's just sitting there on the shelf, and you're looking at it all the time.
It's shit.
And I guess it's just, been just getting dusty.
If it's nasty shit, I just take it to Goodwill. Yeah, you can have this shit.
Well, it's too bad he's outside because I'm about to get personal. But
go for it.
It's too bad that he doesn't want to participate in that vulnerability
with
me.
You.
because we've talked about growing old together. And right. when we grow old, you guys, we're not getting any younger.
No. No.
Exactly.
So you're going to need help wiping your ass, Shayna. Sean, you're going to need help wiping your ass.
Amen. I already like, wiped no, his ass. No,
but you know, I know. It's,
you know, what I'm saying. You love him.
I'm just kidding.
No, but this she is all.
It's don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. It's don't you put that
he
on me.
He will always wipe his own ass.
My ass is fine. Yeah.
I but want you that know, too.
But that's the long term.
But when somebody's scared of all that stuff.
Yeah, but now
and they
this
don't
is, want
to give you that intimate moment. Right. At what point in time do you say enough is enough?
Haven't you done that?
Let's not pretend anymore. Here, Sean. Oh my Lord. Let's phone. Not pretend anymore, and let's take the time to let each other go. Y'all do your thing. I'll just keep talking.
Yes, that's right.
And let's have conversations.
Yeah.
And. Because in a financial world today, I can't afford to live by myself.
Right.
No. And now here but we now, are. And we're very personal.
You guys are?
Yeah.
Are you having more in-depth conversations?
Well, yeah, but he's... it's carpet. Interesting. He's kind of just done with the whole sex thing.
This is Spotted Carpet Production.
Spotted Carpet. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. We're having a little panic here, attack. Sean spilled his drink all over the place, so Allie has done a really good job of covering that. Yeah. That's right. It's been wonderful. But let me ask you, so are you? Do you know, have you like even made a list of the things you want? Do you
things
know?
You can't, want.
Yes,
like
because
sexually?
No, like I'm talking in Allie specific. Yeah, because you're the one who is longing for the relationship, longing for the committed relationship to be able to have the sex, to be able to have the conversations, to be able to grow and change in well, the different situations.
And be vulnerable.
Be vulnerable.
That's the biggest word here.
Well, it's the scariest thing.
It is.
Being well, even opening like with Christy up, doing yeah. the BDSM stuff, that right. is the same as what you're going through. One is physical, one is emotional, mm-hmm. because you have to put yourself in the space where
but I feel like they're both at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, they are. I don't know, yeah, but do you know? So this is what I always tell everybody. It's like you want to be intentional with your thoughts, with your words, with the things that you're doing, right?
With the energy that you put out.
Yes, right? And the energy that you are allowing and other people to take off of you.
Yeah.
Right? And so you have to always be able to replenish that energy. And yes. as a mom, as a female, that's what happens to us all the time. They take, but they don't necessarily replenish. So it is our job to fill ourselves back up.
For sure.
But the only way to do that is to know what you're missing, to know what you really want, what your goals really are in the future, right? And if you really want to be a married person, you can be. You can have that relationship. You can have that relationship with a person who wants to marry you and love you and have those vulnerable moments with you. But if the person you're with is not doing that with you right now and does not want to do that, it is not fair nor healthy.
Nor healthy.
To exactly. either one of you to continue to stay in that situation.
Exactly.
Which is why I think that I want to applaud you and your partner on the step that you guys have taken. Because I do feel like you know that, but you guys are friends. You guys do, I would say, appreciate each other, respect each other, even love each other. But if you are not willing to give each other that same connection, that same, what's the word I'm looking for?
Chemistry.
Well, commitment. Yeah, yeah, and connection to each other. Well, then you're only starving each other. Right? Because just like you have to ask yourself, what do I want to be intentional about? What do I want to really get out of this? Mm-hmm. What does my heart really want in the long haul? You have to name those things, like
right.
write them down, put them next to each other and see if they match up.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then you guys have the conversation. Can we work together through this
right.
for stupid fucking financial reasons? I mean, that's...
It's a reality of life.
It is a reality of life right now.
Adulting is hard work.
Yes. Very hard. But if you can, I mean, imagine what that blossoms into, right? Because if you can begin to have these conversations, these real life conversations, not just for you, for him too, because you love him and you want him to be happy and healthy and have a good relationship of whatever it is.
And have a positive living situation.
Absolutely. And the thing is too, is like you are a mom and your daughter loves him and knows him and relies on him, you know? And so that should be at the forefront of both of your minds, because you guys are the example that she has to become an adult off of, right? And the most important way, like you grow up, you pick your life choices, whatever. The most important thing where we always fuck up at is in the relationships, right? But if you guys can become friends and have this healthy relationship of open and honest communication, man, you're teaching her so much stuff, you know? But everybody has to get what they need. Everybody has to, everybody has to be happy and healthy, and everybody has to want to be in the situation, you know?
No, and I agree.
And I think that's where you guys are at right now. You're growing into that. You're morphing into something else now.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But don't be afraid of it, because you know what? That morph can also morph, and it can go so many different ways.
Absolutely.
Sometimes,
she knows.
Sometimes, yeah. Like, look at my,
the
look
biggest
at me
thing
and
is,
Troy.
Is this is not what we wanted.
No. But and it's not what you thought it was going
to
be.
I didn't want, you know. I didn't want to Troy to leave. I didn't want to get divorced. And who would have thought, you know, who would have thought
12 years later,
here we are. Shit.
Getting married. They're going to get married.
Married and have a baby.
It's so beautiful, though.
You know,
it
and,
is.
You know,
remarried.
But look at
remarried. Exactly. You've been divorced.
How much growth. Yeah.
Takes
there's
a lot.
So much beauty
you both
in that.
Had to go through.
And I had to grow myself, and he had to grow himself for us to grow together.
What
together.
A blessing.
Well, right, and the part that I'm trying to communicate the most right now is that
love.
Communication is key.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But that's not always easy. Is no. Troy is not a communicator.
No.
And
women,
hasn't been until recently that he is learning
how to
communicate. They communicate in different ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's sexual. Sometimes it's not. Yeah. Like, it's
not always easy.
Sometimes it's a yelling, screaming fight.
Exactly. And you know what?
You
Troy
know?
And I've had so many of those. It was, F you son of a
because
bitch, I fucking hate you.
Because each party just
it's
wants
true.
To be heard
yeah.
and understood. And sometimes it's as simple as, okay, I hear you, and this is what
listening.
I think you're saying to me right now.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? And the other person's saying, yeah, oh my God, yeah, it is. That's exactly what I'm saying,
yeah.
right? And then you say, okay, well, I fuck that.
Right?
Like, I heard what you
I'm
said.
I'm going to explain myself
I
to you.
I need you to hear me right now.
Right. This is not the way I feel.
Motherfucker,
and
right?
This is why.
And then sometimes you're like, oh my God, I'm so glad you said that.
Well, because the way they feel is probably different from the way that
oh my
you
God.
Feel.
Absolutely.
And you don't know that until you have that conversation.
Right. Absolutely.
And put your vulnerability out there.
But that comes with no judgment. Yes, and no judgment. I mean, intimacy. Intimacy comes with no judgment
right.
and full vulnerability.
Sean,
vulnerability
what's the definition
is the
of
key,
intimacy?
Actually.
Yeah.
Because you're opening yourself
absolutely.
Up.
And you're showing parts of yourself that you don't show anyone.
Right.
That you don't show anyone. I mean, like, when you meet a dude and you're like, hey, I want you to spank me until my ass is purple.
Until I have slut all over my ass.
And if you can line it up real good, that'd
please?
Be good for me. Right?
So I can take a picture of you.
Because
I want to remember
guy.
This shit. Because it's
sit on
magical.
Some dudes are going to be like, did you hear my mom calling me?
This one hurts.
That one does look like it hurts.
Oh, that's like really hard.
Yeah, no, it's really. Yeah. 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 He did that
it
once or twice.
Good.
And
this
I was like,
this does
hell
not
no.
come out of nowhere. This comes
if
out of
guys,
deciding who you are.
Yeah. Right.
And then communicating it to other
and
people.
And having pleasure with it.
And, yes. And when they say, oh my God, no,
safe.
You say, I'm good. I'll move on.
Yes.
I'll wait for the next one. You know what I mean?
You know, and honestly, the communication is deep, but you don't understand that. Like, sometimes it takes a lot. It took a lot for Troy. Troy's never told anybody his fantasies in that until it was with me.
Right.
And
right.
it
oh,
takes
yeah.
that
like
special
the true ones.
Take,
the,
yes.
true the true ones.
Yes.
Because
the
true
ones,
ones
that are there
are the kinky, dirty ones oh. that you're like,
hell
really?
Yeah. Let's get it on.
I kind of thought so. You know what I mean?
And you put this on your neck and you let him walk you around in the house. But
you also have to experience that moment of this is what I want. And the other person says, you fucking crazy.
You's crazy and I love it.
And I've had, but I've had that they don't say
I love it. Sometimes they're like, oh my God, I'm scared.
Those are nipple clamps.
And I want to get out of here.
You tighten them down. And I've had that. I've had somebody look at me like, you're a fucking psycho.
When right. you walk you. In, you and want they me to say, beat the, you. Like, I want you to put these 25 fucking clothespins all over my balls.
Let's do some nipple clamps.
You have to be like, okay,
or
what's
not.
Your safe word, or no, habla inglés.
Let's talk about the California law.
What if you?
Oh, right. Oh, we should talk about that California law.
Right.
What the if consent. You guys, as roommates, you know, your relationship is, seems like it's struggling or whatever. So you're going to be roommates now. But what if you just became kinky explorers
what
together?
If. What if you just became explorers?
And you
right.
Did, no,
explore
you
each other,
like,
and you bring another girl
yourself.
In.
And Hallie, I'm looking at you. Stop pointing at him. Right. I'm talking to you. What if you detach a little bit emotionally and take this period
Release.
Together as a training period?
Right. Well, as to what you might have really always wanted to do.
And try stuff with each other and be able to openly say, okay, we're not going to be emotionally detached to that. Don't ever fucking do that again.
Right.
But let's try this. And then you can't take offense because you're not emotionally detached. You're just...
But you don't know where that goes either.
Student
that
and teacher,
like into an emotional
Let's
thing.
Do
right, right. And while we're work. Living together,
right?
That's
but
okay.
That's the best
that's
part.
The best
part.
Skip yes, wants yeah. to,
I want to hear.
So, what if one of the parties doesn't even want to have sex?
Like, just has no sex drive at all?
Not with the partner they were currently with, or anything. Just not anymore.
Huh, at all.
Oh, well, then.
That happens.
That happens.
Yeah, I can't,
no, but
I can't speak to that. And then if that's the case, if someone's just clearly saying, you know what, that's not for me, then the other person has to say, okay, well, then I have to find someone who will have
right.
it with
and
me.
That's kind
and
of
then
where,
the other people have to be okay with it.
And that's kind of where we're at. And that's kind of where we're at.
But you don't
you know?
Understand. You don't know. Like, it's,
so it's like
if that drive is gone for that one
sex
person
anymore, I still need to have sex. I still need to be loved.
So now let me ask a question. So that is how you're feeling, right? And so, what if I'm just gonna take it kinky, dirty because that's what I do, right? Like, there is dudes
be inappropriate
who like to sit in the closet, it is and who like to watch. Their partner
fucking somebody else.
Yes, enjoying somebody else.
And
like, are you thinking anything like that?
Yeah.
Are you like not at all?
I've experienced
like,
that.
Like, are you watching porn? Yeah. Are you masturbating? Are you doing anything?
Are you doing you?
Yeah. Are you doing anything without her?
I think everybody masturbates, but Angelina Jolie could walk in my bedroom right now.
And you're not.
I would not. No.
Yeah, and you're not interested.
Now, do you?
In
is
now,
it
let me
just
ask
a
you,
feeling that you just don't? You just don't. You're not into it at all right now, or is it? Could it be something else?
Because it can like, truly just
be medically.
I could get deep into it, but basically, it kind of boils down to in my life, anything or not anything.
It's a financial commitment.
Well, that too.
Well, no, but let him talk.
Anything that I didn't do to myself that has been bad in my life is due to another person.
Christy, there's one upstairs, too.
And that other person basically goes back to having sex with that person.
Okay.
So I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody.
Sure.
But that's where I'm at.
You're not that way.
No.
But this is where he is at in his
stage of life.
Yeah, in his.
And I know that.
And you know, and it's
but
it
hurts
is,
me.
It does
for me to think that I'm out here to hurt him.
And it's not
but,
that.
Yeah,
it's not nothing to do with you at
right.
all. It's just in personally, and it's something he has
this
to work
is,
through.
Right.
And I get
and whether
that.
He
I get
does,
it.
Can do it by himself or
but
professionally
the thing
or
is
whatever.
That
you're
a
such
bad
a
thing
lover.
And you had to make a horrible decision.
Yeah,
and that's part of it too, and that. That rakes on me a lot, too.
So then it is finding the healing in all of this. you need to find the healing in this as well. Yep. But if you're not feeling sexual at all, then you need to decide. Then you need, well, you need to start to look into that, right? Start to investigate yourself. Start to have some self-reflection. Why am I behaving this way?
But I feel when like you need to give him a chance to say why he feels that way.
I did.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, I think you said it. And so it's like, so now from here, what do you want moving forward, right? What do you want in your relationship? Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
What do you want in your relationship?
You both have
to. Maybe you don't want a relationship at all, right? And and living with her in this place puts you in a pretty great position for that, because now you can take time to take care of yourself, but you have to allow her to feed herself the way that she needs to be fed. Because this girl, just like you both are starving in two different ways.
Yeah.
You're both purposely starving yourselves in two different ways for a thing that you should not be punishing yourself about at all.
Either one of you.
Her having sex with other people?
Well, just having sex at all.
Yeah,
no, just I'm, and not I'm even sex, because I don't even know that Allie is totally about the sex, but she is a touchy-feely person. Mm-hmm. Like, look at how many times she hugs people when she's with them, because she is starving for that personal touch, right? And so it's like, maybe you guys don't have to have sex together all the time, but you live in the same house, and so if she's doing the dishes, you walk up and you touch her on the back just because she needs some of, because she is willing to help you and is willing to be there for you and is willing to
make
do,
him be a better person.
Well, it's beautiful. Not even making him be, it's to help.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Help be it, just like she sees you. Well, you do and you don't, because I watch you both shut down. And then neither of you are doing anything. And you're just coexisting together.
I can
see that.
And then
something will happen. Yeah. And it sparks it up. And then there you are. And now you guys are like, okay, you're communicating. You're well. But then sometimes, this is what I think happens. Sometimes you're communicating about something, and it is hurtful, or it's personal, or it's maybe something you haven't talked about. So that's what causes the shutdown. And now it's weeks. Weeks of not progression. Because you're quiet and you're in your thoughts, when you should have the ability to come to her and say, okay, what happened fucked me up. Sean and I have done this.
Yep.
What you said to me, he said something to me, what, a week ago, and it fucked me up.
I didn't mean to.
I'm going to talk about it.
Of course you didn't. Of course you didn't.
I'm going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Communication is key.
It had nothing to do with him at all. It had everything to do with me. And he told me, you're unnecessarily nice to me. And I was like,
I didn't say it in that tone.
Yeah, you even said it in a podcast.
Yes, well, we've talked about it. We have talked about it. But when he said it to me, I thought, motherfucker, I'm unnecessarily nice to fucking everybody. Right. Like, it had nothing to do with him at all. And it really stuck with me and messed with me for days and days. And then when I would bring it up, he'd be like, oh my God, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean to hurt it. But it's like, you're taking offense to what you said something to me that struck a chord in me that maybe is not the most healthy way to live. Right?
So I think Allie can vouch for this. It takes me a while to process stuff.
Sure.
Really oh, like 2 weeks.
That's okay.
And 2 weeks. And when I feel pressured to instantly answer,
which a Libra would want that answer. He's a Cancer. Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to my mind comes out of my mouth.
Right. Right. Me too.
Without processing
at
all.
Oh, me too.
So I'm the biggest asshole in the world. It sounds mean.
Right. Absolutely.
It sounds like I'm ruthless. I don't care. Yeah. It sounds like you... This is why I take the time to respond to things.
Maybe don't do that anymore.
Like, this is why I'm not a first responder. Right. Because it would take me 2 weeks to figure out.
Oh, and he's been a volunteer firefighter before, so he knows.
No, I've been on search and rescue.
That's okay. Yeah. But, yeah. You need a minute.
So I need a minute. And...
But a minute is like 2 weeks.
Well, to you. To you. Come on.
You have, like, that's the thing, is you'll have to also respond, respect his
And when I respond instantly, it sounds really, really mean.
Yeah, me too.
It's very abrasive.
Me too. I'm mean. I can raise and my voice. And I am just like, I'm quick to the cut. My mom told me one time when I was probably 13, I said something to her, and she spun around and gave me a look I'd never seen on her face before, and she said, "Wow, your tongue cuts like a knife." Yeah. And then and every time I say an assholery thing, I think like, of that thing, and I'm like, again! Another murder! Shayna murder! I mean, Sean, I can't even believe he's still holding together.
I know, but I want to tell you that asshole knife response has everything to do with why I continue to like to hang out with you guys.
Well,
because every week you it's the truth. Make me realize and maybe something that's new what, about myself.
Maybe that's what he's holding back from you. Because even though it hurts, it is real and it is raw and it is in that moment. And so maybe stop holding back so much. Well, this is what I do now.
Trust.
Okay, I'm sorry. I should have said that better.
Here's the other part, though.
Yeah, trust is hard, man.
There is a 15-year-old girl in our house that does not understand adults.
15?
She's going to be 16 in 7 days.
Like just the other day, we were having... It wasn't even a heated discussion, but, you know, both of us are kind of loud people.
It can feel heated.
Yeah, and it can feel heated. And I heard Jordan close her door, and it made me feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
So we went upstairs after the discussion was over.
Yeah.
And we tried to explain to her, you know, look, we're adults. We're trying to figure this out. And, you know, this is a weird situation.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah. And I think that made her feel better, but it didn't.
It's not going to heal everything.
No, they can't understand it all. Yeah, it didn't heal the
initial. But you need to understand is
holy
that
crap,
kids.
Freaking arguing again.
Whether
you know
they're,
what I mean?
They're 5, 15, 25. They know before you even have a discussion. They know the feeling, the sense
well,
of tension
know
and
the
anything
energy
else
in the
in
house.
The house.
Yeah. Well, you'd also have to know, my daughter's my best friend. Not everybody agrees with that. I don't necessarily raise her like the typical parent.
It's hard.
And that's fine. But at the same time, like, she's got to learn that life's not going to be perfect.
Life is not perfect, but as a mother, you don't need to share absolutely everything with her. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when she knows all your business, her thoughts are thinking ahead of what is going to happen.
Right,
what could be coming her way? What could be everything? When,
well,
no, let me just say,
important.
When as a person in that, I even want to say manic moment, things can totally change and come out a completely different way.
Yep.
But as a 15-year-old girl, she doesn't have the ability to think,
to understand.
Oh my God, maybe
to
it's not going
to
be that,
that
at all.
Information.
Right.
So,
yeah.
This is just a moment. It's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe you guys all, you just think less about what she's thinking and more about what you guys need to do for yourself.
Right.
Because that girl, she don't give a shit about what's going on in your guys' life. That's just an added stress that you keep her privy to.
Absolutely.
And you don't need to because she's fucking 16 and she's in high school and that is the hardest stage of her life right now. So what you do for her is you say, you know what, Jordan? Will you walk over to the gas station and buy me a fucking drink? Because in that 40 minutes it's going to take her to go, you guys have your conversation. And when she walks back in the door, you say, okay, we're cooking dinner.
Yeah, you have to release the energy.
Right.
Absolutely.
Let
because
it go.
Because you two, Jordan's not ever going to be in this place where you two are. So you don't ever need to encourage her
no,
to
No, but I
be
also
or
want
to her,
teach her.
Yeah?
I want our relationship to teach her a lesson, too, at the same time.
Yeah, but she doesn't need to know
life
it all. You
no,
know what teaches
exactly,
her
exactly.
that is that she knows you guys are having a heavy conversation.
And you converse with each other.
And when, you come, when she comes back into the room,
yes,
the energy
done.
Is done.
Yes.
It's balanced. And it's
but
like,
the
you
thing
know what?
With our house,
we're good.
That doesn't matter.
That's why you send her.
Have control over that.
That's why you send her away.
Or
and in
if
a
that
few
means
months,
you guys need to go
have,
for a walk,
right?
You go, for,
you
a
go
walk.
For a walk. You have no idea. Sean and I have lived in this house for 16 years. You do not have know how many fucking miles we have walked through these and yelling.
Yes.
Fuck you! And
right.
yelling at each other because our kids are here.
It's
people think because we love each other the way we do, we don't ever fight. Oh my God.
It's organic. We,
you want to know something my neighbor told me when y'all, she left the house?
Y'all ain't perfect.
She said, I want to have a passionate relationship like yours. You know what I said? I said, oh, Dom, because you hear us fight so passionately. And it's like,
he's like, man, I wonder what that makeup sex is like.
One little thing I just want to say is, it's like Shana has thrown out a couple suggestions on things you could do, and you seem to have a reason on why you
can't. Right, always.
Back it down.
You do. Not him, you.
Shana would say to me, it's like you're coming up with excuses on why not to try.
And who are you trying to convince? Are you trying to convince me why it's not going to work?
Or are you going to try it? Skip?
No. Your whole everything.
You. Life.
Your whole everything. Because everything that comes up with you, you have that. Well, but this is why. Well, but this is why. Well, but right.
I deal with it too.
And this is where you have to change that. Right. And maybe even allow maybe the other person in your life who doesn't practice that, be able to say, okay, you did it again. I'm trying to talk to you, and you told me why it's not going to work. You. Man, Sean does that to me, and I'm like...
Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah.
You're like, thank you.
And sometimes.
No, I tell Skip that all the time.
No.
I tell, do I not tell you that all the time? I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you have to reflect on yourself.
Spank you.
And you have to look at yourself, and maybe it is. Maybe it is a spanking. You know what?
You've been very naughty.
And I'm going to spank you, and you're going to have to think about your actions. You know, this is all part of it, though. It absolutely is all part of it.
Can I do that with you?
Come on,
but
oh my god!
But maybe
yes, I could.
Maybe you practice, Allie.
But maybe you bring something like this.
Well, even not that.
Or some
maybe
marks on your ass.
All I know
just
is
a hanger,
this
you know, whatever.
Maybe you
like it.
Well, hold on. Maybe you practice not talking so much.
Yes.
I know.
It's hard. I have to practice that a lot because I was, and I'm always like, Troy, let's talk. And he's like, whoa, that's calm down. You are talking over me.
Right.
You're not letting me be heard.
You're not hearing me.
And so I have to say what I have to say, shut my mouth, and then really bite my tongue until he is done speaking.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot. And even since we've been back together, we've had to grow together so much. And we're still growing to this day.
Absolutely.
Always. And like, we have not, I can honestly say we've not had like a big fight in probably about, you know, 9 months now. We might have gotten like frustrated, but within 15 minutes, I sit there and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was stupid of me. I'm so sorry. Like, I love you. Like, let's talk through this when we are cooled down.
This is the thing we all need to remember. Emotion is such a
strong
feeling that it can cause you to act irrational.
No, crazy.
Crazy, angry.
No, I'm serious.
Whatever. And that's why even after you act it out, you have to be able to allow yourself the grace and allow your partner the grace to say, okay, that was kind of fucked up how I just acted. And I see that. Because, right, at the moment... I could not control it.
Can you forgive me?
Yes, because it is to say, I cannot control it. I could not control it at that moment. But at this moment, I see it and know that it was wrong. Can I have some grace? Please forgive me. This is what I tell everybody else too. You have to say to that person, will you please forgive me?
Right.
And give that person the opportunity to say, I will forgive you. I'm really pissed off at you today. So I will forgive you tomorrow. You know,
right.
I mean, you have to allow them to have a response and to have a say in something.
Not today.
You got this.
Maybe
you got
tomorrow.
It.
You got
yeah.
it.
Days like this open up dialogue.
Absolutely. And the worst part about it.
How scary this whole thing was.
And that's,
I mean,
you know what?
I
it
love
being
you.
Scary
I love Sean
is the
Shana.
Best thing ever.
Do you love like, him? Allie, we've been scaring you since you met us.
Do you
we
love
have
him?
Been. But the
Do
question
I love
is
him?
About.
Do you
no,
love him?
Him.
Do you love him?
Yeah. Are you in love with him?
I don't know.
Do you want That's the question. You know what? Before that question, do you love yourself?
Right.
You have to love yourself to be able to love him.
But he does too.
To right
love, and he has to love himself.
Yep. Yep.
And you both have to love yourselves to love each other.
Absolutely.
And the only way it's that true. Relationships work
I honestly don't even like myself right now.
Well, and that's that could be a big issue. Of
that's
well,
why
that's things
why,
are
why, that's why
that could be a huge thing.
Yeah.
That could be a huge thing why he wants no sex at all.
and space.
Because when sometimes when you don't even like yourself,
he's empty nesting. Too.
Well, but that's
it's not even
no,
just that.
Can I rephrase that?
If
though?
You're yeah. saying that Angelina Please, Jolie doesn't even say, turn it on, then there's more.
I don't even
more.
Know myself right now.
Right,
that's what you have to figure out.
I have gone through some major changes recently. Right. And it started, what, 7 years ago when I went up to Summit?
You've been searching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for himself. Yes.
You've been searching for 7 years. You're searching wrong.
Right. I was just going
to
say that.
You need to hone in how you're searching and what you're actually searching for. Because what you could actually be doing is tricking yourself into other things. Oh, something shiny. Oh, I like that. And then you go over there. And then you get good at it. And then it's like, oh, that's not it. Oh, something shiny. Because you're not actually taking the time to say, what is missing in me? What am I missing? Fair what enough. Am I missing? If it is sexual, if it is relationship, if it's you, if it's health, if it's how you're eating, if it's your drinking habits. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. It could be spiritual. Maybe you need to fucking meditate. I mean, you have to decide, make a checklist, begin to go through these things, mark them off to find what you're missing in yourself. Because then you can say, oh my God, I was missing a pickle. What are you missing? And then she's like, well, fucking pickle. I don't know what I'm pickle. Fucking missing.
I'm missing
you know?
A bun.
Yeah, you know, but that it is really literally that simple and that easy. But it all takes accountability.
Yeah.
It all takes self-reflection. And it all takes really being vulnerable with yourself.
Vulnerability.
Because
and it's
you
okay.
can't be vulnerable with yourself. You can't be vulnerable with anybody
100%.
Else.
And sometimes it takes just, you know, you have to sit back and even take a day to yourself to really focus on what aspect do I really need to look at
the thing is
to
with,
find myself.
Yeah. And the thing in with Allie is that she's a mom. She's a caretaker to the 10th degree. Like, literally, that is her fucking business, yeah. is taking care of people. So all she's doing over here is racking her brain, trying to fix you, because that's what she does.
Yeah. Fix me,
yeah. When she can't fix you. It's not right. coming from... And then, in her trying to fix you, she's thinking that she's more and more broken. When she's not. She's not broken. She knows who she is. She knows what she wants. She knows what she wants to do. But because you are where you are and she can't fix you, she's crumbling. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair. That's not fair.
But Allie, you also need to step back.
Absolutely.
You need to step back and
it's not
take care
fair
of
on,
yourself.
Not just the weight first. Of the it's not fair is on not on you at all. Yeah. The it's not mm-hmm. fair is on her.
Take a breath.
She
no,
can't
I've, that's
release.
Why we've had our conversations. Yes. Because, like, even before we came over here last weekend for the
Instapot
party, I had a conversation with him.
Yeah.
What happens if I grope somebody in front of you? Are you okay with that?
Like, absolutely. What are you going to do?
You were like, that dude's sexy as a motherfucker.
Which he is. Yes. Yeah. He's a green-eyed dragon. We all know.
He's like, oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. He's like,
oh my.
He's like I'm in love with Marlon. Marlon is sexy
but now this
as a
is
motherfucker.
What, bigger than just Marlon. That wow. person. You Matt have Marlon to think Davis. About the whole thing of,
he's hot.
Oh yeah.
That stirred he's something hot. In everybody, right? And so it's like then you have to talk about, okay, it's not just that person, but it is the thought process that it's opened up. It is the conversation that it's opened up. Because that situation can be at the bar, it can be at the grocery store, it can be anywhere. It can be a hug that's gone too long. Seems a little gropey feely. You know what I mean? And so too. Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's like the conversation is so much more. But lots of times the conversation has to be done mostly sober.
Right.
Because sober. Well, even then I'm talking it's alcohol true, and pot because you need to really
have a clear mind.
Yeah, and know what you want and know what you need and know what you're looking for. I mean, that is really
come
it,
prepared.
Right? And you need to release yourself from that. He knows that he needs something. He's looking for something. He's wanting something. But with you constantly trying to fix him, why the fuck does he need to try to fix him?
Right.
Maybe you'll come up with it one day. Let you exude all your energy and all your time and all your shit. And then maybe one day I'll be like, oh no, yeah, I like that one.
That's
that
answer.
Fits good for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
fuck that. Let him work on him. Because then maybe if he doesn't feel mothered so much, and that maybe even that you are expecting something out of him. Something. Don't expect anything out of him. Want him to be a healthy person. Want him to be a happy person. And if they line up together, they line up together. And if they don't, well, then your rent is due on the first.
Then you're released.
Yeah, yeah. Man. I mean, it is.
Just make sure you cover it all.
Just like we're right, encouraging him actual. To be the best him. And no, you have to be the best you. Leave your kid out of it. You just leave your kid out of it. That's just how it goes. You just set it aside and you say, I love you, kid. You don't need this shit. Because if you can't get through this situation healthy, you will never be able to help her get through her situation.
I get it. I get it.
And that goes for both of you.
I know, because I had that conversation with him.
Yep.
Because I told Skip, I'm like, do you realize the example we are setting for my daughter right now?
Yep. Yep.
Like, I understand that Jordan's not your problem.
It's not a problem.
Jordan's not your problem.
Listen, don't ever refer to her as that again.
She's not a problem, ever.
Don't you ever, as a stepmother looking at you, you don't ever say that. Mm. And as a dude who's been in her life for 8 years, you don't ever say that to him again. Because you know what?
He loves that.
He loves her.
He loves her.
He does. I've seen him with her.
That's what he said to me.
Well, you know what? Sometimes we say things.
Sometimes in the heat of a moment, you say things that you don't mean.
And
I have said that myself.
Myself being a big asshole. You say things you don't mean.
Big.
You know? And so, and,
it's the
but.
Processing.
Absolutely.
And 2 weeks the thing, to process.
But the thing that he can only hope for is that you won't forever hold his assholery against
that
him.
That you'll release him.
Yes.
Yeah. From every.
Yes.
Offense.
You'll allow acceptance to happen.
Every offense. You
but
let
that,
it go.
But that comes with, that I was an asshole. Please forgive me.
Years,
right?
Oh my God. Hold on to offenses?
No.
Mm-hmm. You have to let go of every
forgive
single offense, whether it's huge or whether it's small.
Yeah.
Right.
You just have to. You can't hold it against the person.
The smallest
anymore.
Thing. Like I told you, when he told me I am unnecessarily nice. I took such huge offense to it. And he was like, oh my God, I didn't even freaking mean it like that. Like, what are you talking about? When I said it, wasn't even a thing. And it's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I can't even breathe. Don't it punctured
your,
me
well,
through
no,
and
it's
through.
Like me sitting on the couch in the other room.
Right.
And Sean was like, you're creeping me out, Allie.
Well, you were being different.
Well, alligator.
You were being different than you were. Because you're not a quiet, sit in the corner type person.
Not today.
Yeah, you're not a, hey, what's today. Happening? You're fun.
And in my defense, it was because I was here.
No. In your defense, it was because she wanted people to see you and not her. Because we talked about it. And like I told her, which I haven't told you yet, people really enjoyed you.
Oh, nice.
Everyone here was like,
beautiful.
Oh my God. They were like, that guy is her. Why is he never with her? Why are they never together? Why is he never coming? And it was like, well, it's a different time. But you are a great person. And that's like we've told her forever since we ever met you 2 years ago at the last year at the candlelight walk. Right? It was like, oh my God, that guy is so great.
Yeah.
But you maybe have forgotten how great you are.
He has. And he has.
And the more you seclude yourself and don't go out, you don't have chemistry, you don't see how great you are, and you don't see how other people see you. Mm-hmm. Right, man. Absolutely. That's what it's like, man.
So thank you for coming today, Skip.
But yeah. Well, both of you.
Yeah.
All right, can we start talking about sex again?
Yes.
What would
I
you
love
like?
You all.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to, if we're going to just jump right back into it, I want to talk about anal sex.
Go on, right?
How do you like it?
Sean, no means no.
Do you?
No means no.
Do you let her train?
No, do I let Shayna train?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that we've ever done.
Do you let her prepare?
We've never. Shayna and I have never planned anal sex.
Because you kind of have to prepare.
Always?
Well,
what about what's happened to spontaneous anal?
Well, there's not really spontaneous anal.
At your house?
Well, in my house.
What about
as
a pregnant
person? I mean, you could. You totally could do spontaneous anal, but it might not be as spectacular as what one would think it would be. Because the tract is not fully cleared.
Huh. I can attest to that. It's very much true.
It's called an enema. Let's just switch this up a bit, shall we?
I didn't know that there was training in cleaning up the pooper shooter. Yeah. Like, I didn't know.
She's right, though. You want to clean the pooper shooter out.
Trust me, because it grosses me out otherwise.
You can't have, like, unexpected, unintentional.
It's not enjoyable.
Doctor style, maybe, but not anal.
It's not. It's
what
not enjoyable.
What are we doing then?
I know.
You're spontaneous and shit.
Yeah, we do. We're spontaneously have anal. That's all the time.
I think if you start it slowly, but
no,
the spontaneous of you're not, you're not prepared for it and you've never done it before and they just whoop, here you go. And they're like, just take that. That
no, then
is
I'll
not
say,
enjoyable.
Unprepped.
Unprepped.
Unprepped. Unprepped anal.
It could be spontaneous, but you would need to be unprepped.
But I'll tell you the difference.
Slow into it. Some shit, but it's
I'm going to tell you the difference between the two of them right now. The unprepared anal.
Get to this point?
I brought it up.
Unprepared anal and prepared anal. So the spontaneous anal just kind of happens. I think when you're together, you kind of do it. But the prepared anal is a very much more long event.
Pleasurable.
Well, it is. It's going to go on for a couple hours.
Well,
spontaneous is just right here having this.
Let's get raw.
Well, that's what I would think.
Holy shit. That's like the actual act of the anal.
Dang. We're
going to try, though.
No wonder why the... The holes get really big and stay big on the pornos.
Well, that's a porn movie.
The preparation part, if like it's like, hey, you know what? Tonight, let's do something kinky.
Exactly.
Anal. And so then at that point, you start to prepare.
Anticipation.
And then by the time you actually have
prepare.
The acts of it.
Okay. That's how you got to stay.
That's how you have to say it.
Bitch, prepare.
Huh.
I don't know. If I'm preparing, Sean likes to be a part of it. Yeah, we're having sex most of the way through it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hands-on, let's prepare.
Let me help you with that in the mouth.
Yeah, I like to put the rub on my prime rose.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I got you, boo.
Rub it on. I like,
rub
we got to go.
I know.
It's
like
2 hours, so. So what I thought I would do is I would do this with you guys. Where are you going?
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, we're holding.
Is thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You two that are here. It's been super.
I need to be spanked.
And
I know.
I didn't realize that.
Why do I have kids in the car?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's the day Christy versus the night Christy.
It's coming out. It's sneaking out.
You're having a transition between day and night Christy.
And it's early.
It's early.
This could be exciting.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
I did want to bring something up because someone came into the room with a very, I have to say explicit name. But
okay.
Right to and then you hung up your, you held up your butt plug.
Oh,
my butt plug.
No, the other one.
The other one with the queen of space.
Yeah, and so you like Dayton.
I like,
yes.
Okay, that's what I got. Because
I have a preference.
Had
Queen of Spades equals black bitch.
Oh!
That means I like...
Big black cock.
Guys like...
Big black cock.
BBC.
They like big hits. You can say it, big black cock.
BBC, baby.
Show me.
I mean, everybody is very different. And I embrace the fact that I like big black dick.
Huh.
And you just need one that'll spank the slut into your ass.
Truly. Really,
you know, okay, but I will.
You got me.
I love that.
I
was going to say, I have had experience both, and I'm sorry. I just, Troy's, I can't get away from that. Like, it doesn't matter how much I try.
Girthy.
Huh.
Is he girthy?
Oh, yeah.
Is he girthy?
All the way around. Trust me.
Because
sometimes I have to say, okay, can you get it out of my throat from my, you know, when he's inside of me? I'm like, can you pull
you
it down
it
a
fat.
Little?
You don't care about length. You want it fat.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah, good. Be
Oops.
Honest.
Length is good, but girth is bad.
I agree with you 100%.
And short and fat.
I would
short
rather
and fat.
Have
not
a
short,
fat.
Though. Not, no.
I can't do short. It's got hair.
Listen, we're not looking for a thumb. But
what happens
but
when
there's
it
a room
is
for
short
them.
And fat? girth.
That's what happens. No, if you enjoy it, you learn how to enjoy it.
But that's not even that. It's like they say, it's a motion of the ocean, but it also is what fits you.
Right.
What fits you. And I can honestly say that he fits me. Right. And it's a perfect glove.
Yeah. That's how Sean thing.
And that's just made for each other.
And it works for you both.
It works great for us both. And sometimes it makes me mad because sometimes of course, I'm always so horny, but he gets that way too, where it's like, well, it's over already. Can we do it again? Like, let's.
Right.
Yes.
I need longer. I wanted longer. I didn't want it to end, but I enjoy beautiful. It. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Amen.
I love
sister.
It. I love sex.
Well, I just want to thank you all.
Yes. Thank you
for coming today.
Sex Talk Saturday.
Yes. I want to and I want to just say right now, I want to thank you all for getting vulnerable.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Because that is the only way we grow in life is to get vulnerable. Good.
We got each other.
Crying right. is okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Process that shit.
We're going to do it more. We got to talk about it more. That's right.
Let's talk about sex.
Now we all have to go have sex.
That's right. Let's talk about sex, baby. Whoever you can find.
Shit, girl. Just make sure they're clean.
That's right.
No claps.
Wash the undercarriage.
Nobody wants ball cheeks.
No. Clap back.
I love it. Allie might be into the new speakers.
I'm a slut.
Okay, don't. Oh, wait, she was NICU nurse. You don't want to know the stories, okay? Working in healthcare.
It's all good.
Well, ladies, let's all say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
We love everybody.
Love you all.
Love everything swallowed.
Thank you.
Share with your friends.
Right.
Please, because they're amazing. They're
please
funny.
Swallow.
That's right.
Please swallow.
Join Swallow Nation if you'd like on Facebook. That's
everybody
where
stay
we are.
Safe.
Yes.
That's
where we're going to post the pictures from today.
Let's go
so,
now.
Get on there.
No, have mercy.
That's shit. Right. Thank you.
Ciao, baby.
I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.